Hi there, welcome to the Footstomp and Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier. We've got a podcast of two halves this month, the new and the old. And we're going to start off with something very new. It's from the album Hearts Broken, Heads Turned by Jarlath Henderson. And this is called Courting Is It a Pleasure?
Pleasure between my love and I, and it's down in yonder valley I will meet her by and by. It's down in yonder valley she is my heart's delight, and it's with you, lovely Molly, I will stay till the broad daylight. Going to church on Sunday, my love, she passed me by, and I knew her mind was altered by the roving of her. And a roving eye, just kiss her and embrace her, never tell her the reason why. Just kiss her and embrace her till you cause her heart to yield. For a faint-hearted soldier never gained a battle.
That was Courting Is a Pleasure from Jarlath Henderson's debut solo album. It sounds fantastic. Actually, that synth sounds amazing. We've also got another new release here from Claire Hastings. Claire Hastings was the 2015 BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award winner, and she's just about to release her brand new CD. It's called Between River and Railway, and this is a great track. It's called The Bothy Lads. Thank you.
lads, the bothy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a kist and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting. When I was a noob at sweet 16, wee beauty just in blooming, little did I ken at 19 I'd be greeting. For that offy lads, the buffy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a kist and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting. For the blue boy lads or Guybrough lads, but they're false and deceiving. For they'll tack on, they'll gang a war and leave the lassies greeting. For that offy lads, the buffy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a kist and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting. Ken and ta'en my mother's bidden, I wanna be sitting by your fireside crying hush above my bairnie. Hush above, for I'm your ma, the Lord Ken's was your daddy. I'll tack it, Ken, and I'll be away, oh, the young lads in the groaning. Sweet 16, wee beauty just in blooming. Little did I ken at 19 I'd be greeting. For that offy lads, the buffy lads, can they get what they're seeking? They'll pack a kist and they'll gang and enlist and leave the lassies greeting.
That was the new CD from Claire Hastings. It's called Between River and Railway and it's out in the next few weeks. Definitely check it out. And if that wasn't enough, we've got another brand new release by the Paul McKenna Band. Paul McKenna Band, they tour everywhere, a very hard working band, and you can hear that by listening to them. Their music is so tight and well rehearsed. The new album is called Paths That Wind. And this track that we're going to play is called He Fades Away. It's a track written by the late Alistair Hewlett. It's a beautiful track and it's written about the death of an Australian blue asbestos miner.
There's a man in my bed, I used to love him. His kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away. He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey, he fades away. Like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day, he fades away. There's a man in my bed, he's on a pension, although he's only 50 years of age. The lawyer says we might get compensation in the course of due procedure, but he couldn't say for certain at this stage. He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away. He's not the only one who made that trip so many years ago to work the Whitman mines. So many young men old before their time and dying slow. He fades away, a wheezing bag of bones, lungs half clogged and full of clay. He fades away. There's a man in my bed, they never told him the cost of bringing home his weekly pay. And when the courts decide how much they owe him, how will he spend his money when he lies in bed and coughs his life away? He fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the blood stains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away.
That was The Paths That Wind by the Paul McKenna Band, and definitely check that album out, it's really good. If you enjoy Scottish music, you can always join our Hands Up For Trad newsletter, which you can do by going to handsupfortrad.scot, or you can follow us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/handsupfortrad, and the same for twitter.com/ Hands Up For Trad. It's so complicated. The best way to do it is our weekly newsletter full of information about Scottish music. We've now reached the second half of the podcast, and lately I've been sort of listening to a lot of music just from the 80s, music that I was listening to when I was growing up as a young musician. I still love a lot of this music. And the first track we're going to play is the Well Park Suite, which is a suite of music written in the late 80s by William Jackson. William Jackson of Ossian, you might have heard of him. And this track's called Molandinar, and it's the most beautiful air featuring Ian MacDonald on pipes.
Thank you.
That was Molin Dinar from the Well Park Suite by Billy Jackson, and that's out on a CD called The Celtic Suites, and it features another piece of music from Billy on that as well. It's a great album, absolutely fantastic. Now, released around the same time was an album called Ferguson's Auld Reekie. It was an album by Billy Kay, the Scots writer and broadcaster, and it was all based on the poet Robert Ferguson. And it's all his poetry, but the music is absolutely beautiful on it. It's performed by the members of the Jock Tamson's Bairns. And the track that I'm picking is The Birks of Invermay, one of my favourite songs, sang by one of my favourite singers, Rod Patterson.
Could laverocks at the dawning day, could linties chirming through the spray, or toddling burns that want to play our gowden bed, compare with Birks o' Invermay? But now they're dead.
Behold the hills and dales around, with lowing flocks and herds abound. The wanton kids and frisking lambs gamble and dance about their dams. The busy bee with humming noise and other reptile kind rejoice. Let us like them then sport and play among the parks of Invermay. For soon the winter of the year and each life's winter will appear. At this year living bloom will fade, as that will strip the verdant shade. Our taste of pleasure then is o'er, the feathered songsters are no more. And when they droop and we decay, farewell the birds, oh, in the May. Hark how the waters as they fall, loudly my love take gladness call. The wanton waves sport in the beams, and fishes play throughout the streams. The circling sun does now advance, and all the planets round him dance. Let us be blithesome then and gay among the parks o' Invermay.
That was The Birks of Invermay, sang by Rod Patterson on Ferguson's Auld Reekie. Right, we're going to finish off this podcast with the final track in this half. It's the Easy Club. It's the Easy Club Reels. And I still remember to this day, lying in my bed as a young teenager, hearing this being played on BBC Radio Scotland's Travelling Folk. The Easy Club Reel and Janine's Reel both written by Jim Sutherland, totally changed my way of playing. It swung, the Boran was amazing, the tune writing was modern. It's a total classic, and I don't think I would be in the same position today without these two reels. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast as much as I have. Again, if you want to keep in touch with us, just join the Hands Up A Trad newsletter, or don't forget to visit our podcast website, which is scottpodcast.com, where you can listen to constant music. I think there's 148 podcasts up there, so please pay us a visit. So thanks again, and I'll leave you with the Easy Club.